This is the ninth chapter. So at this point, what you want to do is to explain the levels that Talmid Chacham attains in the wisdom of Torah. This is one introduction over here. That's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Man is beloved, Sheniva Betzelem. Devarim Eile. He writes, Vezeh Atzelem Asheniva Ba'adam Nasei Lechol HaChochmois. The Tzelem that is greater than it, that's the bearer of wisdom. It's that part of the psyche that bears wisdom. Ki bo efshal asigan kulon. It's through the Tzelem Elohim. Ki bo efshal asigan kulon v'choli. Because with the Tzelem Elohim, that property of the human soul that we were given, one can acquire chokhmah. We have this in common with other nations. In other words, they have Tzelem Elohim too, and that's what allows them as human beings to attain wisdom. But we have something unique in the merit of Avraham, which is a very profound matter. Now this term, Ha'inyan Eloki, takes from the Kuzari. The Kuzari is the one who coined this term, Ha'inyan Eloki, a particular aspect of the soul which rests upon the Jewish people. It's indicated in at least this one pasuk, but others as well. Hashem makes a promise for you, God. That indicates this idea. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the entire universe, but in particular, you will bear this godly sign. And it's indicated by the breeze, to indicate this idea, this unique aspect of the Jewish soul, which is called Einyan Eloki. That's what makes it possible for the Jewish people to bear, to sustain, to carry the Torah. It is not amenable to pure, just in mere intellectual investigation, it is above it. And therefore the Torah could not be attained except through Nevoah. It needed a direct way of communicating with Hashem. This concept, it bears, it's like the vessel for the Torah, just like in any ordinary human being, the Tzelem Elohim is the bearer of wisdom. Just as if you look at any Gentile, if he does not use the Tzelem Elohim to acquire wisdom and to use this wisdom, to live by it, to be a decent human being, so correspondingly, for a Jew who does not have a bris milah, which is the sign of this inyan Eloki, there's koris. I'm not sure how this follows, but he says it emerges that Klal Yisrael are ready for Olam Haba. As I said, it's not clear how that idea follows on. At any rate, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Va'avdil eschem min ha'amim liyos li davka. I separated you from the nations to be mine. As you see, the author in the footnote points to the Kuzari who coined this idea in Inyan Eloki. Now, Gam Tzelem HaElokim Ma'ala Gdola Yishal Tzechel V'Kivas Elokim. It is a very great level of intellectual ability and closeness to God. Uvigilala, and because of that, Ha'adam Nitzav HaKoyima. The Rav Yaakov Emden goes on to say, because of that, man stands upright. To indicate that his root is up in Shemaim. This is a point that many authorities make. The Maharal makes it explicitly. The man is the only upright creature. Everything else is slouched or crawling, the subservient. Only man stands upright to indicate that his root is in Shemaim. And this is true for all human beings. And through that, a person is able to ensure the eternity of his soul. אלא שזה רחוק מהאודיסיאה, זה, yeah, this is, it doesn't happen frequently. לא נמצא אחד מאלף שישיג זה השלימוס. Not even one in a thousand attains this. מצד הצלם גם כן, שורש האדם יקורי למעלה, from the perspective of the tzelem, again, the root of the person is above, ובכל זאת אינם מגיעים לתכלית, but few people reach this end goal. אולם, however, העניין האלוקי חיבור יויסר הדוק עם הבורא. That's an even closer, more intimate attachment to the creator, more so than the mere tzelem אלוקים. סימנוי הבריס, as we said above already, the sign of it is the בריס מילה, זו דרגה הרבה יותר גבוהה בדקוס השכל וכיבס אלוקים. It's a much higher level of subtlety of the mind and closeness, attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To summarize, ha'inyan ha'eloki hu nosei ha'tera, that, again, the inyan ha'eloki, the godly issue, the that unique aspect of the Jewish soul is what carries it. Lo ha'sechel ha'enoshi, it doesn't rest in the sechel ha'enoshi, that's not its seat. Ila zeis, and therefore, kol madrega she'adam ha'sik b'chokhmas ha'tera, every level a person attains chokhmas ha'tera, כלולה בגם כן מדרגה של כיבס אלוקים. And necessarily it goes with a corresponding level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an attachment. They go hand in hand. כלל זה עלינו לדעס. We need to know this rule. כל המדרגות של שלמוס ודבקוס. All levels of perfection, of attachment to Hashem, כלולות במדרגה של ידיעה סתירה. They encompassed in levels and they associated with levels of knowledge of Torah. ובכל מדרגה שעליה נעמוד בפקים אלה, in every level that we're going to touch on in the coming chapters, נלמד תמיד איזו מעלויס של מידויס וטהרה, כלולויס ומוסנויס במדרגה היא. We will learn always, we'll point out, which levels of מידויס, noble מידויס and טהרה, are encompassed and depend on that level of ידיעה סתירה. They go hand in hand. That's the introduction. Onwards. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed cites the Braisa, Veshinamtam Levonecha, the Pasuk in the Shema, Sheyu Divrei Torah Mechudadin Beficha, Veshinamtam connotes sharpness. Words of Torah should be, we would say, at your fingertips. Sheim Yishalacha Adam, Davar Al Tegamgim. If a person asks you something, don't hesitate, don't stutter. Rashi explains, Chazo Alehim. The idea here is that the Torah encourages us to do chazara on the words of Torah, uvdok beomkam, and also delve into the depth. Sheim yish alecha adam, so that if a person asks you, lo yitzarech legamgem, you won't need to stutter, ela shetuchal lomar miyad. You won't need to hesitate. You'll be able to say it immediately. Baze klulim kol anfi yediyah satorah. In this, I included all branches of Torah knowledge. Shadvarim yu mesudarim kolam befiv. It should be in his mouth and arranged. Organized. Velo eid ela shetzelal gam lesech umkam, as Rashi says, uvdok beumkam. He's plumbed the depths. Ad sheyetzi b'chol dvarim mishna berurah v'alacha amurah. To the point where you can extract from these words of Torah clarity. This is a phrase from Maseches Shabbos. Mishna berurah v'alacha amurah. Hinenu mavchirim b'zeh shalosh madrigos. We discern over here three levels. Chidud. That's number one. We have discussed it early in the Sefer. Literally sharpness, analysis. Then leukme girsa, recall and having the material, and lasuke shmat ali badi hilchesa, and then the ability to derive the halacha. So firstly, hamadriga rishona hi achidud, the ability to analyze Torah thoughts with the correct methodology. Chidud adain enu yediyas haTorah. So chidud is not yet knowledge of Torah; it's premature. Aval haknisa lesechel haTorah. Chidud is the entry into that methodology, into that Torah mind, Shadam imetz atzmoi derech ha-machshava shetorah. The person has adopted a certain way of thinking which is associated with the Torah. Zoi kvar his alus ma'alasechel enoshi. It's already a level of rising above the regular human mind. Dakus ha-sechel v'agasha. Subtlety of the mind and feeling for certain things ba'ois b'kvos ha-chidud. Already come as a consequence of adopting this way of thinking. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samech Gimel says, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omar Rabbi Elazar, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim HaMechadedim Ze Laze Ba'alacha. If you have two scholars who sharpen one another in Alacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them success, Shneimar, it's a pasuk in Tehillim Mem Hei, Vadarcha Tzelach. The Gemara quotes all the pasuk, it has a few parts to it, and on each part the Gemara comments. So Altike v'hadarcha ele v'chidadcha, so it's a reference to chidud, and then tzlach, there's hatzlacha. Then the pasuk continues, v'lo yed ele she'olin l'gdula, not only do they succeed, but they will be raised to greatness, shenema tzlach rechav, that's the next phrase in the pasuk, in Tehilim Memhei. Yechol ofilu shelo lishma, I think this would work under all conditions, even when it's not shelo lishma. Talmud lemar, al devar emes, that's the next phrase in the pasuk, al devar emes, it has to be for the sake of truth. Yecholi megiz da'atoin, I might think the process would work even if the person has arrogance. Talmud lemar, the next phrase in the pasuk says, ve'anva tzedek, there has to be humility. Ve'imoy simkin, if a person fulfills these conditions, which we're going to discuss, ze'chin ha'tera, then a person can earn tera, shenitna biyamin, it was given, so to speak, with Hashem's right, and shenemar v'serchani ro'yasi minecha, that's the last phrase in the pasuk. So the author just elaborates. Ha'atzlacha v'ha'aliyah ligdula ha'boyes b'tvos ha'chidud. The success and the growth that come as a consequence of chidud, of just analysis of adopting the Torah's ways of thinking. Inyanan ha'is'alus l'sechel ha'tera. It means, again, as we said, being initiated into this particular mode of thinking, shulemana min ha'sechel ha'tivit, it's above the human mind, ki ha'raskala tiv'is, ein chazal misbatim she'aliyah gdula ha'metzlach ha'elokis. Chazal don't express themselves about regular processes of intellectual achievement by using terms like aliyah and gdula and godly success. Those are not the right terms. Seichel dak v'tzach, to have a subtle and clear mind, havana v'ergasha daka v'chada, a straightforward, sharp, subtle understanding, Zoy dargas ha'chidud ha'rishona she'bondgos ha'inyan ha'eloki, the very first level in inyan ha'eloki. Ula dargas ha'shnetnim, based on this brisa that we just saw, there are two prerequisites, two conditions for it. First of all, advar emes, ha'inu lishma. That's what the Gemara puts it. Yachol afir shelo lishma, what I thought, na'ela, talmud lomar al dvar emes. It has to be lishma. Midivrei ha'gemara b'chan, re'aya l'dvar rosh b'ndarim tasamech beis. We have a raya for what the Rosh says there. Shagrach mivolojin posek moser, the Gaon Rav Chaim, passes like the Rosh, Shalishma b'tera l'shem tera. It means for the sake of the Torah. Hari ha'gemara tova shechidud ye al dvar emes. That's what the Gemara says, that the sharpness, the analysis over here is conveyed by these words in the Pasuk in Tehillim, al dvar emes, kloma la'amod al emes, to ascertain the truth. Ve'lazei kores lishma. That's what the Gemara calls lishma over here. For the sake of knowing it as it is. Mikan gam re'aya meforeshet l'dvar Gaon Rabbeinu Gaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. It's very much in line with what he says in one of his letters. Halimud sheikare limud. When we speak about learning Torah, hu limud lilmod b'chayifus hadas, to learn sharply kol echad machazik b'chol oiz svar ha'seir. Each person defending his svara, and one learns with sharpness. But halishma hishkita seroch. Lishma indicates a certain tranquility. Meaning, im kidvarav, im kidvar chaveroi, shave benav. That the person doesn't mind whether it turns out to be like him or like his chavrusa. It's completely tranquil about it. It makes no difference to him. He wants to deduce and to determine the correct answer. He's completely shave benav. That's the first condition. Base, ve'anva tzedek, the pasuk says, shelo yagiz dato, the Gemara says, humility as opposed to arrogance. That's another prerequisite. Gasus ruach poigas besechel ha'tira. Arrogance impinges on the Torah mind. It harms it. Seichel ze haba misod inyan ha'eloki. This mind that is a consequence of our having this godly inyan. Hinoi dak v'tzach. This mind needs to be sharp and subtle. The gasus baruch pogemus, it's interesting, we translate it as arrogance. Gasus means coarseness. Coarseness is the opposite of fineness and nobility and subtlety. So gasus baruch harms it. Ru'eh, achi, notice this. Im oid kortev shel gasus mekanen belev mechadedim. The implication of this brisa that read is that if there's an iota of this coarseness, of this arrogance in the heart of these two Talmidei Chachamim who are sharpening one another. Ein kan lo aliyah velo gadlus velo tzach elokis. There's neither growth, nor greatness, nor divine success. Klomar, ein chidudam yisod inyan eloki. Whatever they're achieving is not part of the inyan eloki. That's the first condition, the chidud. Then at the end of the brass we said, Ve'im oisin ken zeichin la'tera. If they fulfill these prerequisites, they will achieve the Torah. Me'achidud im tenav. Once one has the prerequisites we spoke about above, the lishma and the humility, with the chidud, zeichin le'uk megirsa. One achieves the next stage, which is the recall, the ability to accumulate these vast amounts of information. Amlula sig secha shetora. The effort here was to attain Torah thinking, vizkula Torah atzma. And the consequence is not just the methodology, but actually to earn the Torah itself. The person now has vast quantities of Torah within himself. Al Moshe Rabbein alav shalom amu chazar shayalomed Torah umshakecha ad shenitna lo b'matana. Gemara in Nedarim, that Moshe used to learn and forget and learn and forget until it was given to him, based on the pasuk in Kisisa. Say Chazal, like a kala that's given as a gift to a chassan. So the same thing over here. It was given to him. Hari Torah isa lemala mitib Oshu Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Chazal implied here that the Torah was above his nature. As a human, he couldn't retain it. Ad shakadosh menesana lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him. Hanu shinyasa Torah tivoy shel Moshe Rabbeinu. It became part of his nature now. It did become suitable for him. Zeh sod ukmei girsa. That's what Chazal mean when they speak about this recall. Shakadosh Baruch Hu tzech leses l'tamid chacham et Torah b'matana. Tamid chacham needs to receive the Torah as a gift, sheteapech teva tzvei, to become his teva. Behad shalu anshei Alexandria, Ezra b'Yoshua, ma yaseh adam v'yechkam. The famous Gemara in Nidah that is cited a number of times in Al-Ishur. Anshei Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua, what should a person do and become wise? Omar lahem, yarbe b'yeshiva v'yimaet b'yeshua. Two conditions, yarbe b'yeshiva, you must spend a lot of time studying, yimaet b'yeshua, and correspondingly limit the amount of time that he spends on his business. Amru lahem, they said, harbe asuchein v'lo ho'ilayim. Well, many people did so, and it didn't seem to help. So he adjusted his answer. Ela yivakesh rachamim mimisha chuma shelo. The person is to daven to the one who is the master of wisdom. Shneema, he quoted the pasuk in Mishlei, ki Hashem yiten chokhma. Hashem is the one who gives wisdom. Mipiv dasu tevunam. From his mouth come understanding and knowledge. Tenir rabechia, mashal melech basar v'adam shasa suda le'avadav. We compare it to a king who made a banquet. Umshager le'ehavav minash lefanav. And he sends portions to the ones. That's Hashem iten chokhma pivdasus v'na. Asks Gemara, Maika mashmalan, but lama leilemem alu yarbe yeshiva? Why did Rabbi Yeshua begin by saying yarbe yeshiva? The person to spend a lot of time learning, or yilu verachamim adavat to learn. After he said, no, it really depends on davening. Answer, deha beloiha lu yisagya. What he wanted to imply is that one without the other doesn't work. The tefillah will only work if one is prepared to be marbe yeshiva. And Rashi quotes, Rashi explains the last part. At any rate, hen tira loy nitna lanu me'tzah sechel anoshi v'tzeh melekim. The Torah wasn't given to us from the storehouse of the human mind. Ach v'rak mipiv, as the pasuk puts it, from Hashem's mouth. Bnei berisoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ones who are Hashem's bnei beris, the one who made the covenant with him. Mekablim oyisah mitoch kirvasam alav. They receive it by being close, like the mashal. The king sends portions that are right in front of him, the ones who are closest to him. Bir oyseinu adam shezechal ukmegisa. When you see a person who's got ukmegisa, he's got vast sections of Mishnah, Gemara at his fingertips. Neidakiu zechal emalas ha'inyan eloki. Such a person has earned ha'inyan ha'eloki. Nagid bros, let's say it clearly. Yedi'as shas hi yadvekus b'kadosh Baruch Hu. The knowledge of shas is that attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehi hashlemus shadam yichol yizkes ela. It's a perfection that a person can earn. Loi kol hamarbe b'yeshiva zochela. Chazal make it clear. Not everyone who spends much time learning earns it. Velo kol yegea b'motzei isa. Not everyone who toils in it finds. Vechazal baru mileilu. Chazal say clearly in Megillah. Le'uk megirsa siyata min shemaya hi. It requires divine assistance. The wording is important. They didn't say Ukme Gisa requires Siyat Nishmaya. Ach verak Siyat Nishmaya. Ukme Gisa Siyat Nishmaya, that's what it is. There's a condition that if you want Siyat Nishmaya in this aspect, one has to be Marbe Bishiva. If we wish to describe to ourselves a person is naturally close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisbonen b'mishu b'kibah shas. So take a look at a person who's expert in shas. Kol teriyag ha-mitzvois b'sparerus b'shas b'um afli. The teriyag mitzvois are clarified. Lefirtei piten, all down to the details and to the minutia. Chazal, mekablei u'mivenei ha-tira. Those who received the Torah and understood it, v'yud eid da'as elyon me'enik v'isam, who knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than anyone. Chardu l'shlemus k'yuman l'tore d'aris. They were so concerned for the perfect fulfillment of the teriyag mitzvois for all generations. V'gadru g'darim v'kavusagim, and therefore they made g'darim and siyagim, fences and all sorts of things. Le'oilam lo yachonu la'agir l'edem minuchas Shabbos m'chos g'lusei. We wouldn't be able to reach the tranquility of Shabbos with all of its properties, all of its special effects, lo'le maseches Shabbos, unless we had maseches Shabbos, beruah la'metes melechos, the clarity about the 39 melechos, shivus v'gidim mukce, all the melechos mid'rabbanan, and digdarim mukce, v'chen b'chol esdrim ha'masechtes. What applies to Shabbos applies to the other masechtes. Kol ma shenizgalan l'metzor Hashem, whatever has been revealed to us of Hashem's will. He now lefanein, it's right there in the Shas, b'oimek l'rav yuk nimatz, with a tremendous depth and brevity and precision. Halacha lemaaseh v'halacha lemachshava, both in terms of action, in terms of thought. Uma shishir hashmatas, whatever is left out by the regular Gemara, ba ha'agadata o'memalatoi. Agadata comes and fills up, makes up the rest. Umekubal me'agra, we have a Kabbalah from the Gaon Mevilna, ki ein lecha soid b'chokhmas ha'kabbalah shein ramuz b'agadata shebashas. There's no principle of Kabbalah which is not hinted to in Agadata. Agadata fills up everything. And therefore, v'abaki b'chozeh, when you have a person who's boki in this, he's at home in the shas. He is familiar with all of it. Yoideh tzuras shabbos v'tzuras avodah zarah. He knows Shabbos. He knows avodah zarah. Tzurasah shel shmiras ha'nizakin. He knows about said nizakin v'shel isurim achlos ha'sorois. And he's equally at home with the laws of kashrus. V'uzochei hakol le'maaseh. It's all in practice. He knows it. U'vareg shem izdemenos halacha le'maaseh. The moment some halacha pops up, he omedes brura yifnei inavu mekemesa. It's clear to him, and he knows what to do. That's that attachment. That's that perfection. Hachasid yavetz moneh shalosh sibois letayos b'masim. So again, Rav Yaakov Emden enumerates three reasons for why people make mistakes. Either loy lomad, the person didn't learn. Oy lomad b'shochach, he learned but it's forgotten. Oy lamad v'lo shochach v'lein magish, but he might. The third one, he learned, he didn't forget, but he just doesn't sense. He's not alert to the particular issue. The person who learned without taking it to heart, he just learned in order to know it, for in case one asks him. So a person who earns this level called Ukme Girsa, not only does he remember it, but he senses it. He's sensitive to it when something comes up. The knowledge, the sensitivity, and then the accomplishment in the whole Torah, they all unify, they all fuse into one thing in his hands. This is there's no other concept that captures the ideas of attachment to Hashem, perfection, more than this Ukmi Gisa. Of course, we understand that it's not easy to achieve this. Milvad ha-yegi'atzumal be'limud. Besides, tremendous to be'limud, be'iyun v'chazara midei yoyim b'yomoy. It also requires immense amounts of thought and revision. Kama tefilois enu lishpoch lefne misha chokma shaloi. How many tefilois you have to pour in front of a kadosh bo'u kanal benida, like that gemori nida, that one has to daven, and Hashem gives it from his mouth. Kama aleinu lishkod al ribuya ma'asim ir'as acheit, to be diligent, to do the mitzvois, and to be diligent ir'as acheit. Kama aleinu lishchazek lilmod l'Hashem Torah b'li pniyois, to learn for the sake of the Torah, like we said in the previous page, without ulterior motives. And we have to pay attention to those 48 prerequisites of acquiring Torah. And at the end of the day, it is not, as the Pasuk says, of course, paraphrasing the Pasuk, it's not distant, it's not impossible. We're born as Bnei Bris to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This idea is live within us. The person has to accumulate slowly and then gradually it becomes greater and greater. The person accumulates more and more. Nishtadelius became a Maseches Achas. The person is to try to be familiar with one Maseches, not all of Shasi Nishtadelius, just one Maseches. Lizkos le Achas Mimalosesh Kinyan Terah, to earn one of those levels of Kinyan Terah, and then go onwards, go forwards. Harei Siata Hu Min Shemaya, it's described as divine assistance. Vahayad Hashem Tikzar, Ken HaKadosh will not give a person help. Adkan.